Good morning in sports. We'll start talking about women's basketball in Cedar Falls. Yesterday afternoon, the Northern Iowa women had a dominant 88-66 victory over the Iowa women. UNI women's first victory over Iowa since 2006, and it was only their third ever series win over the Hawkeyes. With the win, UNI 4-0. The Iowa women fall to 2-1. Iowa had won the last five games against the UNI women by at least 15 points. UNI's sophomore Cameron Finley had a game-high, career-high 20 points. Iowa's led by Mackenzie Meyer with 14 points. Drake University men's basketball team used the 19-0 run in the opening minutes to cruise to a 98-53 victory over Simpson College, the Knapp Center, yesterday afternoon. The Bulldogs had six of their players reach double figures in scoring. Newton High alums Garrett Sturts played 18 minutes. He had 7 points. Connor Golson played about 9 minutes, did not score. Bulldogs will have a three-game homestand wrap up Thursday when they host Lehigh at the Knapp Center Thursday evening. It's men's basketball. In Iowa City yesterday afternoon, second-ranked University of Iowa wrestling team opened the season with a convincing shutout, a 39-0 win over the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. College football polls. The AP and the coaches poll agree on the top six teams: LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, and Oregon. The AP poll has Utah 7 and Oklahoma 8. The coaches poll, Oklahoma 7 and Utah 8. Then from 9 to the 18th spot, they all agree: Penn State, Florida, Minnesota, Michigan, Baylor, Wisconsin, Notre Dame 15, Auburn 16, Cincinnati, and Memphis at 18. The AP has Iowa 19th, Boise State 20th. The coaches poll, Boise State 19th, and Iowa 20th. Iowa State does receive votes on the AP side. They'd be the 27th ranked team. NFL week number 11, the Cowboys over the Lions, 35-27. It was the Colts at home, a 33-13 win over the Jaguars. The Bills over the Dolphins, 37-20. The Vikings were down 23-7 going into the fourth quarter, but they scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. And at home, the Vikings beat the Broncos 27-23. The Saints over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, 34-17. Jets win in Washington, 34-17 over the Redskins. Falcons down the Panthers in Carolina, 29-3. The Ravens at home over the Texans, 41-7. 49ers at home, 36-26 winners over the Cardinals. The Raiders in Oakland defeat the Bengals, 17-10. Patriots win in Philadelphia last night, 17-10. And the Rams at home, a 17-7 winner over the Bears. The Packers, Titans, Giants, and Seahawks all had byes. Tonight in San Diego, it'll be the Chiefs at 6-4, taking on the 4-6 Chargers. Six games in the NBA. The Sixers over the Cavaliers in Cleveland, 114-95. The Nuggets down the Grizzlies in Memphis, 131-114. Pelicans, a 108-100 home win over the Warriors. The Lakers at home defeat the Hawks, 122-101. The Magic in Orlando, 4 points better than the Wizards, 125-121. And a one-point win in Sacramento for the Kings. They defend their home court, 199 win over the Celtics. Kyle Busch won yesterday afternoon's season-ending NASCAR race at Homestead, Florida, and thereby he was crowned this year's NASCAR champion. Four drivers had a chance to win the championship yesterday. Kyle Busch, the winner, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Denny Hamlin, the others that were contending for the championship.